G'day, we hope you're enjoying our podcast. Producing a podcast is costly, both time and money. If you'd like to show your support and offer a one-off payment, even the price of a coffee or a beer, that'd be greatly appreciated and would go a long way to support us. If you'd like to leave a donation, head to the show notes of this episode and click on the Acast supporter link. Be sure to leave your message of support too. Thanks again.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We are another week down, and another week closer to the truth. The clouds have gathered, and it's starting to spit. Someone should be worried, because that storm is coming. This has been Beenham Valley Road, the Shakeout episode.
Hey guys, it's Jamie and Tom here. I just want to say a massive thank you to everybody who's listened, shared, subscribed, rated or reviewed our podcast so far. Episode 1 was received so well. We got to number 40 on the iTunes charts. It's just unbelievable. You know, two guys who have no experience, to achieve that, it's just overwhelming, and we thank you sincerely for that. We want to do this case justice. We want to tell the story as best as we can. And we're going to need your help to do that. So thank you for all those people who have reached out to us and given us feedback. Episode 1 reached all corners of the world. It's only a 20-minute episode, but there's a lot covered in that episode, and there's a lot more to be covered. You'll see why Alison's interview was divided into two parts. There was a lot of content covered, a lot of different topics, and it's just a really heavy interview. So we had to sort of split it up into two parts. But basically what we want to do here today is just an episode called The Shakeout. So this series, Beenham Valley Road, is going to be released every fortnight. But every second week, we're going to do an episode called The Shakeout, which is just more of a casual chat for you guys to get to know us, who we are, why we're doing this, and also a debrief and maybe an inside into what we're doing and the investigation so far, and you know, some different topics like that. But that's the point of this episode. So we're going to get to know you guys, and you guys are going to get to know us. I'll hand you over to Tom.
Yeah, look, just to reiterate what Jamie said, I think going into this, we didn't expect the response that we have gotten so far. It has been truly overwhelming. This story is happening in real time for us too. We've got families and kids and jobs outside of this. So we're trying to do the best we can to keep up to date with everything and in turn keep you up to speed. So we've decided to do this extra episode every off week that we aren't releasing a formal episode. And I think it's a good opportunity just to, engage with you guys, pose some questions that you might be able to help us answer, and in turn you can reach out to us via our website and social media and ask us questions that you want to know. There's a lot of heavy content in the Beenham Valley Road series, and we just want to make sure that we're not just bringing you doom and gloom all the time. We're quite light-hearted, easygoing fellas.
And just to touch on Alison as a person, I mean, her strength has just taught us so much. You know, we reached out to her over a month ago now, and we've built quite a good relationship with her. We had to build her trust up, and we had to, she's basically been to hell and back, and it's really conveyed to us the devastation and the loss and what losing a child actually does to a person. And not just losing a child, but losing a child in the most brutal way possible. And just the anger that you would have every day. And the fact that she can get up and keep fighting, and she's never lost hope. And, you know, to allow, you know, two strangers basically into her lives, into her home, and to talk about this very delicate and sensitive topic such as an unsolved murder of her daughter, is it's just, I take my hat off to her, and I thank Alison sincerely that she's allowed us to do this. And, you know, on that note, we want to deliver this in the best way possible. So again, thanks for listening. And
this podcast contains coarse language, adult themes, and distressing content. Listener discretion is advised.
On Thursday, the 17th of July, 2014, police were called to Beenham Valley Road, Woolvi, where Kira McLaughlin, a 27-year-old mother of four, had suffered serious head injuries. Kira was taken by ambulance to Gympie Hospital, but was later transferred to the Gold Coast University Hospital by helicopter. Tragically, Kira was pronounced dead the following day. Several people have been interviewed by police. However, no one has been charged for her death.
I don't know, man. I'm a bit confused because when I was at the house, there was blood everywhere.
You know, now that I'm reminded of it, it is an unsolved murder. And I think a lot of people have forgotten about it. And it seems like there were a lot of people present, but no one knows what happened.
When we turned up, it was literally the middle of the night. Might have been about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. I remember it was freezing cold. We were searching the back of the property that was like 2.5 acres all night.
But I do remember, you know, there were a number of people present at the house. The police couldn't get anyone to say who did it. You've got an unsolved murder, why wouldn't you have an inquest?
I think we're going to have to talk to her mum.
He was rather physical and we were trying to get her to leave him, but he's beaten her so badly, then waited a day to call the ambulance.
A 610 Media production. This is Beenham Valley Road, the Kira McLaughlin story. I've got myself a
piece of heaven. We'll keep you posted.
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
No problem. And okay. Thank you for the goodies.
No worries. Thanks, Alison. Have a good night.
You too.
See ya.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was pretty successful. Like, it's obviously pretty gut-wrenching for her. Like, it's just a super hard conversation to have with someone that you don't know that.
Should just give
up. Oh, okay. Super hard conversation to have with someone that you know, don't know very well, but funny thing is, man, is it, I don't know, I feel like she's one of those people that you just kind of can't help but like.
Yeah.
You know, like, she really is, like, she's just a...
likeable.
She's very likeable, yeah, and, you know, like, I don't know, just...
She's been through a lot.
She's been through so much, man, so much. Like, how open she was with us tonight was just crazy. Like, I could never imagine if something like that had happened to my kids. Fuck. You know, you just wouldn't... You'd shut down, wouldn't you? How do you reckon it went?
Yeah, I think it was really good. Like you said, she shared a lot. And she covered a lot of things. And yeah, we were there. I mean, now it's what, 9? What time is it? 9:25. We were there for
3 hours
of recording. And in that time, we had to cover quite a lot of content. So she did really well. So I think from here, we have to follow up with some of those people that she mentioned. The nameless witnesses that she mentioned.
Yeah.
I'm sure we can track them down. And also the couple of her friends, Kira's friends that that she mentioned?
It's probably, the thing I got out of it was that there's probably going to be a lot more work in it for us.
Yeah.
Kind of opened up a lot of different avenues to go down. Like, it's, I think this is just a really small step in the whole process, you know, like, it's probably the hardest step in terms of, it's the most crucial one for sure, talking to her, but man, like, I don't know, there's so many more avenues to go down.
And we're in deep now, mate.
Yeah, super deep.
Like, we now, yeah, owe it to...
We have a responsibility now, yeah, I know. Yeah, it's come too far to just go, oh, it's too hard. Like, it's we've put her through too much to not do it justice to.
Hey, mate, do you know what you always say?
What?
You always go, oh, 100%.
I always say that.
Yeah, you say, not just 100%. Like, if you agree with something, you go, oh, 100%.
Do I really? I've never noticed that.
Yeah, you say it twice, like, oh, oh, 100%, mate.
Do I say the twice, or do I say the 100% twice?
No, you go, this is verbatim what you do. Oh, 100%, mate.
Literally nobody has said that to me before.
Oh.
Maybe I just do it around you, because you're 100% a good dude.
Yeah, just something that I noticed, the teabag drops in every now and again.
Mate, if one thing the teabag does, he drops.
He drops the teabag in.
He drops all the time. Don't get it twisted. So, that is an example of Jamie and I talking absolute shit in a car. And you're probably asking how that relates to a podcast about an unsolved murder. Well, the thing you need to know about us is that we are both ex-Queensland police, and that kind of humour and that kind of banter is something that we used a lot when we were working together, mainly to deal with stress. So to put that in a little bit of context, when we were having that conversation, we were heading out to Beenham Valley Road for the first time to commence this journey, and just like old times, we started talking a fair bit of nonsense just to get us through it and prepare the mind. So as this investigation unravels, you know, you'll see bits and pieces of that kind of relationship come out.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What we're going to attempt to do in this episode is basically unpack a few things that we mentioned in episode one, just to give you guys a little bit of context, because as we said, this is complex and dynamic, and unless an episode went for 3.5 hours, there's really no way we can convey it all in one episode. So essentially, the first thing we're going to touch on tonight is some of the things you need to know about Kira McLaughlin.
That's right. So we'll tell you what we know so far. Okay, she was 27. Kira had 4 kids, 3 boys and a girl. And she was married. She married young. Her last child was born, her girl was born, and shortly after that, her and her husband separated. I'm going to go into those details. We're not going to bring him into it at this stage. All you need to know is that she was separated from him. They had four kids together. They owned that house on Beenham Valley Road in Woolvi, near Gympie. At that point, the ex-husband moved out. Very shortly after that, the new boyfriend moved in. Now, he was a family friend or an acquaintance of Kira, and that will become more later on. But all you need to know for this at this point is that the relationship moved quite quickly and the boyfriend moved in.
At the end of the day, this tale is about a number of relationships that have formed and become dysfunctional, right? That's essentially the crux of this. And it's the outcome, unfortunately, is the death of a young mother of four. So really what Jamie and I are exploring is the dynamic between a bunch of people that may or may not have contributed to Kira's death. In doing that, every time we speak to someone different, another five or six names come up that we are then obligated to go and speak to. So we're trying to untangle this really tangled web, but what you guys need to focus on for the first bit at least is the fact that Kira was a young mum, she got divorced from a man, and then she shacked up with a new man. Now, this new man, we will unpack as the series goes on, but you need to know that he came with a fair bit of baggage, right? It wasn't a simple transition by any stretch, and it's the dynamic between these two that we are looking to explore and work out why things led, or how things led to the outcome that they did. So you know a little bit about Kira's background, and you know a little bit about her relationship status. What you also need to know is that Kira as a person was charismatic. People were drawn to her. She was very attractive. She had a very outgoing personality, so much so that it could be, or it could at times be perceived as confrontational. And that confrontational aspect of her personality, basically, as much as she drew people in, could also, not turn people away, but it was a point of contention anyway. Kira and her mum, Alison, were relatively close. They weren't always, though. They'd had their issues in the past. I wouldn't say that their issues were any bigger than ones that 90% of the population have, just from what Alison has said. But these are all things that have formed, or I guess led Kira to the point where she felt comfortable shacking up with somebody whom she probably didn't really know as well as what she should have, if that's fair enough to say. So, you know, there was, in the first episode, we were talking to Alison and she was describing what Kira was like in life, but then all of a sudden the conversation took this really dark, intense turn where she started talking about the night that she died, and that was pretty harrowing for us to, I guess, go on that journey with her, because it was kind of really clear cut, wasn't it? Like, one minute she's talking about butterflies and how people are drawn to her, the next thing she's talking about how she gets a call from somebody and she's racing down to the hospital basically to see her dead daughter on a bed.
Yeah, and if you talk to Alison, if you spend any amount of time with Alison, you quickly figure out that, you know, she's a broken person, and her whole life has been turned upside down. Her whole world has been turned upside down. But this renewed interest and this possibility of an outcome, or maybe justice, right, has given her a renewed sense of life. And, you know, you can see that transformation in her. You know, when we first met her, we reached out. It was very much trying to build the trust. It was talking to her via text messages, conveying, you know, who we were and what we were about. All of a sudden now we're talking on the phone. You know, she calls us her adopted sons. She's got her zest back for her life. You know, although she'll never get over losing Kira, she's found that, you know, that drive again. And she's found herself again, and she's excited and she's keen. And, you know, you spend any amount of time with her and you think, you know, all those little problems that we dwell on in our lives, you just think they're just stupid, basically. She has an agenda, and her agenda is she's always believed, right from the start, somebody killed her daughter, and it wasn't an accident, and it was a murder. So if you walk into Alison's carport, which is on the bottom story of the house, there is a little garden, and I'll let Alison describe it for you. Explain to us what this is.
The first two places I lived in up here were sold, so I've never had anywhere where I could really set up something like this for her, and I wanted to have a place where the children could come and just spend time with her, and it was her little area. It's not finished yet, but I'm still working on it. And I think it's going to be nice when it's finished, and it's just nice to have an area where I can feel close to her, and I think the children will enjoy it as they get older.
And you've got that piece of timber with Mum's
garden?
I've
got the Mum's garden. I actually bought that. That's not where it will be eventually, and it does seem to have a big lump of bird shit on it right now. But apart from that, those curtains hang up. They'll be nailed down to, like, there's a fence going around to stop animals coming in and doing damage, and there'll be pebbles and plants and things. But, yeah, the bat plant in the middle of the planter that you can't see very well, we're looking at plants, myself and the two oldest grandsons, and this bat plant has a flower that looks like the face of a bat, and it was just so ugly and so ridiculous that we all went, it's got to be in Mum's garden. And that's why that's there, and that should grow and produce nice black ugly flowers.
Oh, awesome. And do you fear for your life?
Oh, yeah. But it's got to be done. You know, she wasn't worth nothing.
No.
And I won't allow the world to not know who she was.
Mm.
You know, she... Like I said, she was too bright a star to be snuffed out the way she was.
Mm. Mentioned the last thing you said to Kira. Which was a week before, was it?
No, it was the Anzac Day, Easter, when she'd got him out of prison, and I wanted to take the boys to Pizza Hut, and I said, but I'm not taking him. I won't be seen in public with it. So then they got home, a big argument ensued, and the very last thing that I said to her was, while there are these animals in this house, I'll be doing everything to get my... in the power to get the children to their father.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the last time I spoke to him.
And how long was that before she died?
6 weeks. 7 weeks.
Beenham Valley Road is a 610 Media production. It was written, produced and mixed by myself and Tom Daunt. Our theme song, Peace of Heaven, is by Pete Allen Music. Special thanks to him. You can find him on Apple Music, SoundCloud and other streaming services. Our cover art photo was taken by Joel Pultz. And if you haven't already, guys, please subscribe, rate and review Beenham Valley Road. You can see pictures and keep up to date with our Facebook and Instagram pages. Just search Beenham Valley Road. Thanks again, guys. Have a good Easter.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.